From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. officials have indicated North Korea could soon release three detained Americans. Heather Nord is the spokesperson for U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo.
This still continues to be a tremendous priority for the president and for Secretary Pompeo as well. I can't comment further on the status of things. I can just say it would be a great step in the right direction for our people to be brought home.
President Trump hinted at an imminent release in a tweet this week. A U.S. trade delegation is in China talking about tariffs. That story from VOA's Michael Brown.
Chinese state media stated that China would stand up to what it called U.S. bullying if needed, but that it was better to work things out at the negotiating table. A breakthrough deal to fundamentally change China's economic policies is viewed as highly unlikely during the two-day visit, though a package of short-term Chinese measures could delay a U.S. decision to impose tariffs on about $50 billion worth of Chinese exports. Michael Brown, VOA News.
Also in the news, the U.S. is promising to hold China to account for the use of lasers near a U.S. military base in the East African country of Djibouti. According to U.S. defense officials, the lasers were fired from the Chinese military base, resulting in eye injuries for two American pilots. China did not immediately respond to the accusation. There's been a lot of debate surrounding Zimbabwe's coming elections, analysts saying the conversation is distracting from the real issue, the failing economy. Zimbabwean president is courting both China and the West, saying that Zimbabwe, after decades of pariah status, is open for business. This is VOA News. Israel and its Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu say they have collected a huge amount of documents, and it says that show that Iran lied about its nuclear program before signing a deal with the U.S. and other world powers 3 years ago. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reporting from the White House.
Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu claimed it as an intelligence coup.
We're going to show you Iran's secret nuclear files,
which he says shows Tehran lied big time in covering up its nuclear weapons program. President Trump says the Israeli presentation vindicates his past statements about Iran's intentions.
Really shown that I've been 100% right.
While Netanyahu is strongly pushing the president to withdraw from the Iran nuclear deal next month, he did not appear to give evidence Tehran violated the deal. The president has signaled he will pull the U.S. out of the agreement unless it's revised. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
U.S. defense officials appear willing to send a captured terrorist to the country's detention facility in Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, but see the prison as a last resort, best suited for hardcore fighters who cannot be safely contained at other locations. Washington would like to see the detainees return to their home nations. Dana White is a spokesperson for the U.S. Defense Department.
Ultimately, the White House will decide how we move forward with the policy and we'll make those announcements. But as it is, our policy is that we are trying to encourage countries to take back their citizens. We will continue to push that because it's important. We have a coalition. Violent extremism is a global problem and we need global action, and therefore we need nations to accept their citizens back.
U.S. Defense Department has sent updated guidance to the White House on the rules governing what type of individuals could be sent to Guantanamo Bay, though officials caution that no new transfers are currently in the works. Police on the Greek island of Lesbos used tear gas and stun grenades against protesters of Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras and his government's refugee policy. Greeks who live on Lesbos and four other Greek islands are angry over the 2016 agreement between Greece, Turkey, and the European Union. Migrants from Turkey who want to reach the European Union are housed at the Greek islands for eventual deportation back to Turkey unless they can make a case for asylum in Greece. A U.S. federal grand jury has indicted former Volkswagen CEO Martin Winterkorn with conspiracy and wire fraud, in the car builder's scheme to rid diesel emission testing.
That's the latest world news from VOA.